The Kiowas were a teepee people. They all lived in these. They made beautiful, and they still use it to this day. At our family reunion, my brother-in-law has put up a number of teepees for all the guests in our family. And usually there's over 100 that come to our family reunion. And a lot of them come from a distance. And so they are teepee people. They have big white teepees. And there's no one that puts up a teepee quite like the Kiowas. I mean, they'll look at a teepee and they'll say, "Oh man, that's a bad job. You know, it's just loose. The wind's gonna blow that down." Because when they put their teepees up, they're tight. They're just tight. And if a tornado comes, and I've seen sometimes when it's almost been a tornadic wind, and those teepees are still standing, because they have a way of tying them right from the top where the poles come together, and they stake it down right to the middle of the teepee on the ground. And so back in the days when the first missionary came, she was a woman. And God used her in a powerful way. And the first Kiowa man that came to accept Christ, his name was Sanko. Sanko. And when Sanko became a Christian, he took a stand for the Lord. And he was to be baptized the next Sunday. And so he was getting ready to be baptized. And you know, the news traveled around to all the rest of the Kiowa. Sanko accepted the Lord. He accepted the white man's God. And his oldest brother, who is the patriarch of the family, he's the head man. Since the father died, he is the one that's in charge. He's the leader of the clan. And so he heard that his younger brother had accepted the Lord. And so he says, "This can't be." He says, "This can't happen. He can't be baptized. We're not going to let him forsake our father's way." So his name was Tonakot. So Tonakot went to Sanko and he said, "You can't do this, because our father was one of the leaders in the Peyote cult, the Native American church. Our father was also one of the keepers of the 10 grandmothers. That is the sacred bundles. They have 10 sacred bundles that they worship. And they don't know what's in these sacred bundles. They say they're scalps and other things, but they worship these bundles. And no one has ever seen them. They're unknown gods." And so they said, he said to his younger brother, he says, "You can't leave our father's teaching, our father's religion, our father's way." And so he said, "If you go through with this baptism in the white man's church," he says, "next Sunday, if your God is more powerful than my God, I will die. But if my God is more powerful than your God, you will die." And Sanko knew his brother was powerful. He was a strong medicine man. Hundreds of Kiowas came to him as one of the leaders of the medicine people. And so fear filled his heart. And he thought, "I don't know what to do." So he went to the missionary and he said, "What shall I do?" And the missionary said, "Well, you know, if you're fearful, why don't you just bring your tent and put it next to the church? And then you can just pray in the church if you want, or pray in your teepee, whatever. But you'd be close to God's house. You bring your teepee and you set it up right next to the church." And so Sanko did that. He set up his teepee and he was there alone. And there he prayed day and night. And it got close to the weekend. And it was Saturday evening. And that Saturday evening, he didn't even get any rest. He just knew that the next day was Sunday. And that's when his brother said that, "If my God is greater than your God, you will die." So he just kept walking around his teepee and he kept praying and he just kept asking the Lord to protect him and to keep him so that he could be baptized and he could serve the Lord. But he says, "Regardless whether I live or die, I'm going to serve you just the same." And so as he kept on praying, pretty soon he realized it was getting pink in the east. It's getting a little daylight. And so he stopped for a moment and he looked out in the east. And when he looked out in the east, he saw against the pink sky, there were three riders coming on horses. And because in western Oklahoma, it's nothing but, you know, just rolling plains with grass. where they're the buffalo people too. They followed the buffalo herds. And so they looked out and he saw these here three riders on horses. And so he watched and he waited and he wondered who they were. When they got a little closer, he still couldn't recognize them because they were just silhouettes against the sun. Until finally they got right up to his teepee. Then he realized that they were his nephews. They were Tonopah's three sons. So he looked at these young men and he said, "Why have you come? What has happened? What's wrong?" And they said, "Our father, Tonopah, died just before sunrise." The power of God, how he demonstrated his power among the Kiowas. And in a matter of a couple years, churches began to pop up among the Kiowas. And God brought a great harvest. And today there's many churches among the Kiowas. There's Kiowa pastors. There's Kiowa evangelists that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what God is able to do. We have to be careful what we say, because God has the power to take us at our word. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And it's true to God's word.